Yo, what up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up? CJSF, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and you're listening to our show, The Young Artist Bedroom.
Yeah. My name is Kyle.
My name is Vincent.
And we're missing Marcus and Yale today.
We're live from Burnaby. Up next is We Are Scientists.
Damn right.
Mixing your
I want to travel out farther. Anya dreams of becoming the world's greatest chef. Max and Maria dream of skating for gold. Alex dreams of a life free of needles and pain beyond the walls of a hospital room. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and one in five will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Hey, you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom on 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby. I'm Vincent.
And I'm Kyle.
We're missing Marcus and Yale today.
Damn right. Damn right. Vinny, what are we here to talk about today?
We're going to talk about the complexity of studio sound.
Okay. Here, let's not be so niche. Let's broaden the situation here a little bit.
So, most bands will have, four people. They'll have a drummer, singer who plays guitar, maybe five people, a dedicated singer.
Hey.
And you'll have two guitarists and you'll have a bassist.
Okay.
So you might think that that's all that goes into a studio sound, but really, it's a lot deeper than that. Sometimes people have six guitar parts going at once.
Okay. Yeah. Right on. Really just trying to emphasize on that. You know, maybe that one little strum there, that little chord, you know? Okay, right on. Hell yes.
Yeah, so a common technique people use is called double tracking, where you'll play the same guitar part twice because the small little differences combined make the sound thicker. And when I double track, I actually pan them into each ear. So I'll have one track on the right ear, one track in the left ear.
Look at that.
It just makes that sound even wider.
Look at that. Two birds with one stone. Two techniques in one right there. Two techniques in one. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of these little things that can go into music, specifically with studio quality. I mean, you could talk about ad libs, you can talk about panning, you could talk about emphasizing, you could be talking about equalizing. There's a lot of different things that go into it. And I mean, it's a major difference between when you're going on stage and you're performing for a crowd, or if you're actually just you're making a song, right? Because in some cases, when you're performing live, you don't have a backtrack. Sometimes you just have the band out there. So maybe you do have the multiple guitars, and your options can be a little bit more limited, right?
Yeah, the thing that really differentiates... I can't say that. The thing that really sets it apart, though, is that in the studio, you add a lot of extra things that you don't really... You can't pick apart when you're listening to the music. But it does make a difference. Like, you might have some notes in the background that you don't really know what that sound is, but it makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
The sound.
You know, definitely it can be a thing for sound quality, too. I mean, I used to listen to music off of my tablet, right? And sometimes it wouldn't always allow me to hear the background noise. Specifically, I'm talking about like ad libs or just emphasizing on certain words. But I've been listening to a lot of CD music recently, and you can really hear everything that's going on in the background.
Yeah,
it's absolutely amazing. It gives me a whole new experience, I guess you could say, when I'm listening to these albums.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to it for the first time and you don't have all these extra things, well, it's just a beat and it's just rhymes. Specifically, I'm talking about hip-hop. But when you get into the ad-libs, when you get into the panning of certain sounds, like one time I broke a headphone, right? It was a single headphone. They were both goes in both ears. One of them broke. And for some reason, I couldn't hear Notorious B.I.G. rapping in the background. I couldn't. It's not that I couldn't hear him, but he was very faint, very, very faint.
Yeah.
And I mostly heard P. Diddy on my right ear, and he was just ad libbing, and he's and I'm like, okay, what is it going on, bro? Because you just couldn't hear Notorious B.I.G. at all. Normally, you go. Well, of course, I go to Notorious B.I.G. for his insane lyricism, not for P. Diddy going and said. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right whatsoever. So, yeah, there are a lot of these little knickknacks and crannies that can, you know, just really emphasize or make your song feel more quality, you know?
Definitely, yeah. And you don't notice it until you listen to a live performance.
Absolutely.
Where sometimes it sounds like there's a black hole. There's okay. a vacuum where yeah. something was.
Yeah.
But you can't quite put your finger on it because it looks like there's a lot of people and a lot of stuff going into it.
Absolutely.
And that just really shows how much more goes into the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I haven't gone to very many concerts, but if I went to a concert and it wasn't the same as the studio quality that I'm used to, and it's like, okay, like people listen to a lot of streaming music nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And you hear everything on there. You hear everything, everything. But when you go to a stage concert and there's that one thing that's missing, you really start to notice it.
Yeah. Because, well, you notice it when you watch back videos of the concert. Mm. Usually it's really loud. So
yeah.
At that volume, if you're there in person, you can't really tell.
Okay. See, I haven't got to very many concerts myself, so I don't got a whole lot of experience.
But if the volume level is the same, you can really tell that there's a lot missing.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, you know what? Here, I went to this one's concert recently. It was for Nelly, it was for Ja Rule, and it was for Chingy. A couple of older hip-hop artists, and I was in the background. I was in the very, very back, of the crowd. I'm in the bleachers, and I could barely hear anything that was going on stage. Like, not a thing, bro. Like, you could hear the faint beat in the background. Maybe you could hear a little bit of the drums. But the lyrics, it wasn't all there. You had to be up in front, like, at the tip of the crowd. You know? So
it does depend on the genre. When I go to a concert, it's going to be rock.
Okay.
So for that, it's usually cranked.
Okay. I see what you mean. Yeah. So it really travels to the back. It really travels to the back. Okay. And enjoyable experience all around. Hell yes. Hell yes.
Anyways, our next song is going to be enjoyable. Listen up to our artist Scowl and their song Special.
Affects 1 in 4 Canadians. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you. Find support at liver.ca.
Yeah. decent human being, but die like a dog.
Someone or know of someone who is affected by vision loss? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind. From technology training to public awareness to, most importantly, peer support, these are just a few services they offer to help their members.